Welcome to another episode of Disrupt. I'm home healthcare news reporter Joyce Famakinwa. Today, our guest is Dr. Richard Pfeiffer, the Chief Medical Officer of InnovAge, one of the largest PACE organizations in the country. In this conversation, we touch on his goals for InnovAge, the impact of the PACE care delivery model, and how home-based care providers and PACE organizations should be collaborating. Before we get into that conversation, a word from our sponsor, Care Academy. Care Academy is like the Netflix of healthcare, with more than 500 engaging classes to train, retain, and upskill care staff. Care Academy's unique platform takes your training to the next level, all while saving you time. Easy-to-use mobile classes make learning accessible anytime, anywhere, with support for multiple languages. Level up with specialized certifications in areas from dementia to mental health. Simple compliance reporting makes your audits a breeze. Achieve cost containment using text messages and interoperability with multiple ecosystem platforms. Visit careacademy.com to start a free trial today. All right. Today we are joined by Dr. Rich Pfeiffer of InnovAge. He is the Chief Medical Officer. Rich, where are you joining us from today?
I'm joining you from my home office in Simsbury, Connecticut, outside of Hartford.
Awesome. I'm here in Chicago, and it's we're really enjoying the Chicago summer. So I want to ask you some questions today. You joined InnovAge as Chief Medical Officer last year. Tell us a little bit about your professional backgrounds, but also tell us about your current role at InnovAge.
Sure. My career, ever since I was a newly minted primary care internal medicine physician way back when, has been at the intersection of geriatrics, population health, and value-based payment models. And that's since my first days in practice, and even before that. I've been passionate about PACE since long before I joined InnovAge. And I've often said that if you took the smartest geriatricians and smartest health policy experts and you place them in a room for a week to invent a better model of care for the frail elderly, they'd invent PACE. So when I learned about the opportunity at InnovAge, I was absolutely thrilled to join the team. My current role there is as a member of the executive leadership team. I share responsibility for all aspects of the business, including care, service, and growth. And I have direct management responsibility for clinical care, which includes primary care, nursing, dentistry, behavioral health, in-home services, pharmacy, quality, as well as resource management, clinical analytics, and risk adjustment.
Thank you for telling our listeners today a little bit about your background and, you know, what you're doing at InnovAge. To kind of further expand on that, can you tell us a little bit about InnovAge's business model and footprint?
Our business model at InnovAge is the same as all other PACE providers. We enroll patients, people, and we call them participants in the PACE world. We enroll participants who are living in the community prior to enrollment, but who would qualify for nursing home placement based upon their level of impairment and their care needs. We enroll them, and then we receive capitated payments from Medicare and Medicaid. Capitation is defined as receiving a fixed monthly amount per participant. From that, we need to provide for all the participants' medical, physical, emotional, and social needs, everything that they need from that point forward. And much of that is then centered around the PACE Center. A PACE Center is a physical facility in which the program offers an adult day center, a medical clinic, dental and other services. And also it's an extension or extending from that, we deliver in-home services and in-home care. So that's PACE, and that's what we do. Our footprint at InnovAge spans five states: Colorado, California, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, with 17 PACE centers and over 6,500 participants.
And when you stepped into the role, what were some of your short-term goals and what were some of your long-term goals for InnovAge now?
short term, when I started about a year ago, my immediate priorities were to develop and build a strong, a cohesive clinical leadership team, the right leaders in all those functional areas that I described earlier. I also viewed it as critically important that I visit each of our centers as soon as possible, meeting with the primary care providers and with the nursing teams. I needed to understand what was important to them, what made them the most successful, and if they had barriers to that, what I could do to help them, because care is all delivered on the front line, in our centers, and in our participants' homes. And so I went to work on that, put a lot of miles in the travel bank, so to speak, and got to all of our centers and learned a lot about the PACE model and about what it takes to be a top-notch PACE provider. I also viewed it as a top priority, an immediate priority, to launch what we call a triad operating model. A triad operating model is one in which there's shared leadership and shared accountability between or among operations, medicine, and nursing. And so what that means is that each of our centers then is co-led by a center director for operations, a center medical director, that's medicine, and a director of nursing services for nursing. And that alignment and shared leadership, that's a great driver of success. So we have the triad operating model at the center level and also at the regional and the national level. We got that set up as a short-term priority. Now, turning to longer term, things that I'm working on now with the team is care model innovation. And we're integrating behavioral health in new ways to ensure it's very much part of and woven through the care delivery process. We're undertaking advancements in pharmacy care to improve medication safety, reduce gaps in care, and ensure that pharmacy is optimized for each one of our participants. We're focusing a whole lot on palliative and end-of-life care and advanced care planning. And that's so important for this population because we are talking about a frail senior population, nursing home eligible, and in many cases, they are within a few years at the end of their life, and we want to make sure that everything that they experience in that time is consistent with their goals of care. And I would also say that as part of care model innovation, we're focusing a lot on addressing acute care needs. For example, when a chronic condition has an exacerbation, without needing to rely quite as much on the emergency room or the hospital. And this is very important because when frail seniors go to an emergency room or go to a hospital, they often don't have a great experience and they are exposed to potential risks. And sometimes things go wrong. They can develop ulcers, skin ulcers, and they can get infections. They can develop worsening of their confusion. And if they have cognitive impairment, a worsening of dementia. So keeping them out of the ER and out of the hospital is one of our main goals, and providing care for their acute needs in the community setting or in our setting by bringing resources to them. And so we're doing a lot of work around care model innovation in that way as well.
InnovAge is one of the largest PACE organizations in the business and one of the few that has gone public. How has having this scale been advantageous, especially considering that from state to state, the PACE penetration rate isn't always super high?
Well, whether public or privately owned, all PACE organizations operate under the same federal and state regulatory framework, which is actually quite rigorous. We are all delivering a model that's been defined by statute. And so that's the commonality among PACE providers and as we think about InnovAge and others. I would also say that providers in the PACE community are incredibly mission-driven, and that goes for InnovAge providers as well. Our physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and nurses, and all the other clinicians on the care team, they're incredibly mission-driven. Again, that makes us similar to other PACE organizations. From our perspective, scale is important, and you mentioned that. And that has allowed us to make some pretty significant investments, like building new centers in new states so that we can expand access to PACE nationally. Also, transitioning of our electronic health record, which we had four of, to a new customized version of Epic system-wide. And that's providing advantages around integrated care planning, integrated teamwork, and some other aspects of the PACE program and PACE requirements that are now part of our common platform. So those are investments that are hard for a small organization to make, but we've made them because we believe they're going to help us be a better organization and provide better service and care.
Why is the PACE model so successful when it comes to caring for seniors, in your view?
Well, the PACE model is successful because it's designed to meet frail seniors where they are, providing what really is a concierge-like care experience to help them stay independent as long as possible. That is the entire mission of PACE. I'd also say another reason for its success is that it reflects the very best principles of geriatric care, including an interprofessional healthcare team and highly personalized patient-centric care. This is what geriatricians learn about when they're in training and dream of when they're in practice, and that's what we get to do each day.
What do you expect the PACE market to look like in 5 years, and what part will InnovAge play in expanding the model?
Our mission is to expand PACE opportunities around the country, and we look forward to PACE no longer being the best-kept secret in healthcare, which is something that I think is fair to say today. And that means that we want patients and prospective enrollees to know about PACE as an option. We want family members and caregivers to know about PACE more than they do today. We want policymakers who are looking for ways to improve the healthcare system and the care experience for seniors to think of PACE as a key element of those solutions. So the role InnovAge will play, the role we'll all play together, is through greater partnerships across the healthcare system. We need greater partnerships vertically, and what I mean by that is from the hospital system to post-acute care facilities to PACE and community-based providers. We need greater partnerships and integration, as well as horizontally across providers of care, so that we can partner, we can share best practices, even within the PACE community, where we are operating in different states and different counties. We need to collaborate as much as we possibly can, finding better ways to care for this population and sharing best practices freely. And so that's what's going to make PACE even stronger over the coming years.
I've mentioned that InnovAge is one of the biggest PACE providers in the country. I want to talk a little bit about the room that grants you to innovate as an organization. So my question is, what are some of the interesting things InnovAge is doing with the PACE model that sets it apart from other providers that are working in this space as well?
The question really goes right back to the point about scale and the ability to invest in technology when that investment, you know, is a significant hurdle. And so we can make a legitimate case to make those investments, whether it's the electronic health record integrated across all of our centers, and customizing that in a way that's never been done before, or care model innovation and finding ways to build out functions and departments and expertise that a larger organization is more able to invest in than a smaller one. Those are the ways that we are able to innovate, and they're going to help us become stronger over time.
Are there any metrics around outcomes at InnovAge that you want to share with listeners, and can you provide some context around these metrics?
Absolutely. We are very diligent about measurement and continuous improvement, as all strong healthcare organizations need to be. That means we're always looking to improve key metrics, and we benchmark ourselves against industry performance. In our case, those are metrics that are reported by the National PACE Association, NPA. And so specific areas that we're very proud to perform better than industry averages in PACE include fall rates, hospitalization rates, and vaccinations, and we continue to work on this year over year, not only being better than others, but also being better than we were before.
How does InnovAge work with home-based care providers? What value does this collaboration bring to your company, and what can home health and home care providers do to better involve themselves in PACE?
Because of the mission and the very design of PACE, home-based care is an integral part of the model. It helps us keep our participants and keep people living in the community as long as possible. That is one of the key objectives of PACE, And so we enjoy working with home-based care providers so that we can learn about our participants' environments and what's important to them and also where the risks are that we need to mitigate. We can work to keep them safe for as long as possible. And we can design our care plan around our participants' goals, which often involves independence. In some states, we operate an internal department of in-home services. And so those home-based care providers are very much a part of our team. In other states and other locations, we partner with local providers and we tailor that to the local conditions and what's needed by our participants. And so you ask what health and home care providers can do to better involve themselves in PACE. And my response is that they should get to know their local PACE providers and develop deep relationships. They should seek to learn how PACE organizations and the PACE model itself is very different from the traditional fee-for-service referral system. And so with that different level of understanding, they can find a better ways of working together to achieve common goals.
And what are some challenges you believe seniors face that home-based care providers and PACE providers should be coming together to solve?
One of the big challenges that seniors face and PACE participants face is when they require increasing levels of support because their frailty is worsening or their chronic conditions are worsening. And that happens over time. And sometimes the decision becomes whether to shift the participant or the patient's location from being independent in the community to maybe an assisted living facility or even a nursing home and a nursing facility. And that may not be consistent with that participant's goals of care, because as I said earlier, independence is why so many people sign up for PACE. So that raises the question, maybe other solutions can exist to address the increasing care needs other than moving into a residential facility like assisted living or a nursing facility, like maybe creatively staffing senior housing settings with caregivers and providers that are accessible and even on-site. And that could involve a partnership between the PACE organization and home-based care providers with an aligned objective of avoiding institutional placement whenever possible. So that would be an area that would be wonderful to work on.
And looking 3 to 5 years from now, let's say, what do you want to be able to say that you and InnovAge have accomplished?
There are a couple of ways of looking at that. From an operational perspective, we are focused on recruiting the best talent and having industry-leading clinician retention, best in class. And that's going to drive even better clinical outcomes and participant satisfaction, which are key measures of success. And so I want to look back and see that we achieve that. We also want InnovAge to be a key reason why 3 to 5 years from now, vastly more people in our country have access to PACE where they live, and vastly more frail seniors are able to live independently for longer through the best geriatric care and the best support that our health system can provide. And I believe that's through PACE.
Before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to touch on or anything else that, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk about yet?
Well, I want to touch on the dedication in the community of providers that care for this population, and not just PACE, but also community-based care of all kinds. We have some of the most dedicated professionals in this community, and I want to thank them all. And we need more. As we often talk about, and we all know about, there's a shortage of providers in some locations. Shortage of nurses is particularly problematic. But this is such an incredibly important and rewarding profession and space to be in. And so I want to ask all of my colleagues in the field of community-based and home-based care, PACE and outside of PACE, share how important our mission is. Recruit others. Because that's how we're going to make our organization stronger and help us provide even better care for the patients and participants that we are charged to care for.
Well, Rich, thank you so much for joining us today and talking a little bit about PACE and about InnovAge and, you know, just giving us a little bit of insight on, you know, where this model is going and what it's already been able to accomplish.
It's my pleasure. It's been great speaking with you as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Disrupt. For more news and insights on the home health, home care, and hospice industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com. I'm Joyce Femakinwa, and this has been a production of Aging Media Network, Chicago, Illinois.